Are you ready? He's back. He's better. And he's got something to say. You've tuned in for your daily inspiration. Welcome to the I've Got Something to Say podcast. Here's your host, David Mastin.
David Mastin.
Welcome to the I've Got Something to Say podcast. I am your host, David Mastin. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful day, whichever day you are reading this. It is episode 20. 20 episodes, y'all. And to think I was barely going to hang on. Oh man, guys, it has been a pleasure, but it also has been tough doing this. A lot of back and forth, just personally, even just starting it, right? But God is blessed, and I think people have been blessed, and I hope people continue to be blessed. And if you like it, like I always say, like, share, subscribe, you know, share it with somebody, share it with a friend, share it with family, and let them know how you were inspired or motivated or challenged or whatever the case may be. But thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support. Thank you for for the people who have reached out with kind gestures and kind words. Man, I appreciate every last single one of you. So again, thank you for your support. I got some amazing news, guys. So, I have been working for months trying to develop like merchandise and, clothes, t-shirts, hoodies, hats, and things like that. I just wanted people to have more ways to, to spread the message of love and to inspire others and to motivate others. The I've Got Something to Say podcast is not just what I have to say. And it wasn't meant just to be my platform, but it was meant to encourage other people who've been through traumatic events in their lives to share how God delivered them. And so, man, I have some exciting things coming up. I'm going to start working on a conference soon, and I've got something to say concert. And, but my online store is almost done. I'm working on a few more designs, y'all, and we will be ready for you guys to go out and purchase, apparel. And that apparel is also ministry. It's also motivating others. It's also inspiring others. So that when they see it, they can, so that when other people see it, they can be motivated, and inspired. And you never know when you're going somewhere, somebody sees a shirt and somebody sees a message, somebody sees a hat, and they get inspired to, just really, you know, maybe whatever they're challenging with, they're challenged with, they'll be inspired by your apparel. So that's coming up soon. I'm also developing a Cash App, so those who would like to support can support. I want to be able to do more things and to be able to also help others, but also to get the word out and the message out. In order to do that, you know, I do need some support. And so we're getting some things. I'm getting some things ready so that we can begin to take this message out. These messages out to everybody all over the world. So thank you all for your support. Now, jumping right into our topic today. This is a challenging question. For those of you that have partners, whether it be spouse, or whether it be maybe somebody who you're talking to, right? Have you ever been talking to this to your significant other. You're having a conversation. Maybe it's at night. Maybe it's during the day. But in particularly at night, you know, you're trying to be engaging, you're up, and then the person who you're talking to, they fall asleep. And it's almost as if they're totally just tuned you out and were disinterested in what you were talking about. I laugh about that because I guess it can happen to more than just significant others, because one of my brothers is like that. You can be talking to him and all of a sudden you just hear, like you just hear snores. And then if you call his name, he'll wake up and try to act like he was paying attention the whole time. But he really, really wasn't. And even if I'm on the phone with somebody, you know, and they just abruptly end the call because, you know, they tell you that they're tired or they're sleepy or whatever. It may not bother you, but, you know, sometimes it can feel as if maybe that individual does not care about what it is that you were talking about. Or maybe, you know, and if you understand that person, you can understand that, hey man, maybe they had a long day. Maybe it was tired. Maybe, you know, they, you know, didn't get much sleep the night before and they tried their best, right, to stay up and to listen to what you were talking about. But what brought that thought to me is I was reading, the scripture came up when I was thinking of what I was going to talk about on today. And it always is random. You know, I may have something planned and then something random comes up and it's like, no, this is God is saying, this is what I want you to talk about because this is what I'm currently dealing with. When Jesus was in the boat and the disciples are going through this terrible storm. The boat is being filled with water. The ship is being tossed back and forth. But Jesus gives them a word before they get on that water that they were going to the other side. And as they get into this boat, they're in this storm. Water is filling the boat. And somehow Jesus is in the back of the boat, in the hinder part of the boat. And Jesus is asleep. He's asleep. Out of all the people who fall asleep on you, what happens and what do you do when Jesus falls asleep on you? It feels as if the disciples probably felt like they were abandoned. They had saw Jesus do so many miracles. They saw Jesus teach so many messages. And here it is in the worst time of their lives, Jesus fell asleep on them. I've experienced somebody falling asleep. I think we've all had. But if you've ever experienced maybe somebody abandoning you at your first time, or maybe you've experienced somebody, you know, not paying attention to you like you would want them to, or maybe, you know, when you were down at your worst and it just seemed like nobody cared, you feel like they fell asleep on you. I don't know what I would have done. You know, a lot of preachers, they preach this message and they preach it almost condemning people in their faith. But I would have to be honest with you. I do not know how to swim. So if this boat in the middle of this sea and in this storm is raging, man, I'm going to freak out too. I'm just being honest with y'all. Like, I would freak out too, right? Like, there's no being calm about this. And Jesus is asleep. What do you do when the only person that can help you falls asleep on you? They were probably devastated. They probably were trying to do everything that they can. And to be honest, they were probably trying to, the Bible says in one book that they were trying to get the water out the boat. And so they probably was doing everything they could not to bother Jesus, not to go to him, not to ask him anything, not to wake him, because they probably knew that he had done so much work and they were trying their hardest not to wake him up, but to no avail. Jesus is sound asleep. When people turn their back on you, it doesn't feel good. So I could imagine when the Savior of the world appears to have turned his back against his best friends, that they're hurt. And so one of the Bible says that one of the disciples goes and wakes up Jesus. And when he wakes Jesus up, he says to Jesus, he says, "Oh man, I want to read it verbatim because I want you to see the agony in their voice." And in Mark 4, chapter 38, it says, "And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say, 'Master, carest thou not that we perish?'" Even the verbiage of the scripture, it's crying desperation. It's crying that they are in agony. And all they want to know is that, "Jesus, you care." Man, listen, that is a feeling that you have to have experienced in your life. That the wonder if Jesus cares, if God cares about you. Notice they didn't ask Jesus to stop the storm. All they wanted to know is, "Jesus, you don't care? After all we've been through, you don't care? After everything that we've come through and went over and you've taught us, God, you don't care?" And the Bible says that Jesus wakes up. He looks at the storm. He rebukes it. He tells the storm to stop. He tells the storm no more. And the Bible says that after Jesus tells the storm to stop, the Bible says that there was a great calm. As if nothing happened. It was a great calm. The significance here of it being a great calm is this. Usually when the storm stops, it comes down, you know, it settles down, you know, it still trickles a little bit. But when Jesus speaks to the problem, and when Jesus speaks to the storm, there is an immediate, rapid cease. The Bible says it is a great calm. Nothing's moving. Nothing's raging. When Jesus speaks to your storm in your life, when Jesus steps in the chaos of our everyday struggles, when Jesus wakes, when Jesus enters into the scene, when Jesus speaks with his authority and speaks with his power, your storm becomes a great calm. See, God wants us to be calm. He wants us to be, God doesn't want us to be anxious. God does not desire you to be anxious. God does not desire you to have anxiety. God does not desire your mind to be at storm. He wants you to be at a great calm. That's what peace brings. It's a great calm. And Jesus, after he performs this amazing miracle, Jesus looks at his disciples, and in Mark chapter 4, he looks at them and he says, How is it that ye have no faith? The scripture reads, and that scripture is Mark 4 verse 40. It says, and he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? He didn't say some faith, a little bit of faith. He said, how is it that you have no faith? You don't have none. After all we've been through, after everything we survived, after everything you've seen me do in your life. You heard me. You saw me heal people. You saw me heal you. You saw me deliver you. And you have no faith. You don't have no faith in me? Do you really think I don't care? Do you really think that I would lead you this far? Tell you where we going? How is it? Do you think that my word would really come back to me void? How is it that you have no faith? None. And y'all, I have to admit, last week, and I told you guys, man, I talk from my experiences and the things that God shows me from those experiences and the things that he delivers me from those hard times. And last week I was going through a rough time because something that I wanted to happen didn't happen. And it wasn't moving as fast as I wanted to. And I'm trying to be patient and it's just not moving and I'm upset, right? And I had a mild, like, just tantrum on God. That's the best way that I could describe it, right? Had like a little mini breakdown because God wasn't doing what I wanted him to do. And I can admit that I can be spoiled, right? I'm the baby of five boys. And my parents, I was a spoiled kid growing up. And, I used to be something that I was ashamed of to say, but man, listen, I had everything that I needed. I didn't have a want for really anything. God had just blessed me. I'm spoiled, right? And I was just upset and frustrated and I got upset at God and I'm like, God, why won't you do this? Why is it like this? I'm tired of, y'all, I'm going to be transparent with you. You know, I'm tired of being alone. I'm tired of being by myself. I'm tired of life throwing me crazy curveballs. I'm tired of, winning on one day and then losing the next day. Like, I am sick of it. I'm sick of it. And when I got done, there was this great peace that came over me. When I was expecting the slapped hand of God because I was so upset and I was so frustrated, right? There was this great calm. And the Lord gave me a topic and he spoke to me and he's been telling me this for a very long time, but I guess it hit hard last week and he pretty much summed up that I don't trust him, that I really don't believe in him like I say I do. And I ask you all the question, this simple question, which is the title of this episode. Do you really trust God? Now, I know a lot of you are going to say yes. Matter of fact, Christianity has taught us to just always say yes, you trust God. But I think if we were honest with ourselves, and maybe not all of us, but some of us would come to the conclusion that maybe I don't trust him like I think I do. Maybe I don't believe in him like I say I do. Because he's been telling me to do this one thing for so long and I haven't done it. I can't trust him like I say I do. Or he's been showing me my spouse for I don't know how long, but you know, I just ignore it because it's not in the package that I want. It's not in the desired space that I want. So, nah, I don't trust God with that. Or maybe there's a business idea that he's been giving you, or maybe it's a podcast like me, right? Maybe it's going out and of course you can't do it now because of the pandemic, but maybe it's trying to make new friends. Maybe it's reaching out to a family member. Maybe it's texting somebody, you know, I'm sorry. Cause you know, you can say, I'm sorry sometimes because you do offend sometimes. I know that we're being taught sometimes to always forgive, but sometimes we are the ones who need to be forgiven. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't trust God with that. Maybe you don't trust God with your family. So you distance yourself. Maybe you don't trust God with your friends. Maybe you don't trust God. I don't know what it could be, but I know this one thing, and that is that I would propose that a lot of us who claim we really trust God, man, we don't. Not like we should. And I'm not here to kick you over the head with that, right? I'm not here to bust you up with that because I'm in the same boat. There's some things that I need to increase my trust in God with. But we all have to challenge ourselves sometimes and ask, do we really believe in God? Do we really trust him like you say we do? And the reason why it's important to trust God is because when it appears as if Jesus is asleep, if you trust him, you know he's not asleep because he doesn't care. He's asleep because he's not worried. Because he already knows what's going to happen in the end. So I don't have to stay woke because I already said in my word that we were getting to the other side. And if I did not stop the storm, we still would have made it in the storm. Man, that's powerful. That is amazing. He did not have to stop the storm for them to get to the other side. He stopped the storm so that the disciples would know that he cared. But Jesus was asleep because Jesus was not worried. He already knew the end from the beginning. So do we trust God? Do we trust him like we say we do? If you have a significant other and they fall asleep on you in conversation, right? When you trust them, you tack it up against they're tired, or you make up some excuse for them. You give them the benefit of the doubt. Now, if you don't trust them and they've been a knucklehead, then I mean, that's another story for a different time. But when you trust them and you believe in them, you at least give them the benefit of the doubt. We give our dog the benefit of the doubt. But we can't give that to Jesus. I'm not here, y'all, to talk about you, man, because I'm telling you, man, that God is challenging me in this. Because it is an area that I struggle with, right? I struggle with trusting him like I should. But we can get better at that. We can. How? We got to go to him more. The Bible says, and I talked about this last week, to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and to lean not unto our own understanding. Trusting in the Lord means that I can't depend on what I know. I got to just depend on him. The next scripture says, teaches us what to do, to acknowledge him in all of our ways. And he shall do what? Direct our paths. Now what we get messed up is the shall part. Because shall means that it may not be necessarily immediate. It means we may have to wait. Those who watched last week episode, you know, I did an episode called Trust and Wait. That's neither here nor there. Shameless plug. The question that we have to ask ourselves is, do we trust God? And do we trust him to the fullest? And do we trust him in our storm to get us where he said he was going to get us to? And just like the disciples who were the closest to him, you may panic, and that's okay. You may wonder if God cares about you. And I'm here to tell you that he does. But he's not in a rush because he knows what the outcome is. And that the outcome is going to be in your favor and for your good. So trust him today. It's okay that you doubted him. It's okay that, you know, that situation you got frustrated at God, or you didn't understand God. You didn't know where God was. You cried. You broke down. It's okay. Jesus didn't throw the disciples away because they didn't have faith at that moment. No. He kept them there and they kept going. Listen, if you don't trust God like you should, amen. Life is full of obstacles. There's going to come something else, and you just keep working at it. Man, I'm going to trust God today. I'm going to keep working at it. And what's great is you have a community of believers who can pray for you and work with you. If anything, you have me, right? Praying with you to see you through. But we got to trust him. That's the only way we can get through it. We got to trust him. I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you so much for my friend, my family, my brother, my sister, who's listening on today. Father, first, I ask that whoever is listening to this and does not know you, that God, you bless them and show them the way to salvation. Father, I ask that you fill somebody with your Holy Spirit today. Father, I ask that, Lord God Jesus, you forgive us of our sins. And Father, I'm asking that you help us to trust you. Father, we know that's a weakness of ours, and it is very hard to do, God, to trust something that you cannot see. But God, I'm asking, oh Father, God, I'm asking, Father, for my brother, my sister, my family, my friends, God, that you in placing us an ability to trust you, Father, to to get us through the pandemic, to get us through the famine, to get us through the hard times, to get us through the difficult times, God, until you come to our storm and calm our seas, Jesus. Or you get us through to the other side in the midst of it. Whichever you do for us, oh God, get us through it. Help us to hang on. Take out the bitterness in my brother and my sister, Jesus. Take it out. Take it out. Take it out. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come against the spirit of bitterness. We come against that spirit of hatred, Father, and we speak peace, wholeness, and love, God. For you can do it. God, we thank you in advance for it. For there's nothing too hard for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, man, God bless y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Remember to like, share, and subscribe. Again, if there's family or friends that need to hear this, please share it, like it, comment, let people know about it. Also, remember, merchandise is coming, y'all. I'm so excited about this online store. It is going to be so cool to have my own online store to purchase t-shirts, hoodies, hats, all that kind of stuff, man. It's going to be amazing. Have an amazing day, everybody. Please stay safe. Peace.
Make sure you subscribe to the I've Got Something to Say podcast and all your podcast streaming services.